Okay, hello everybody. Welcome back from your winter break, and hopefully maybe we'll have some cocoa in the end of this year, but this is all what we have at the moment. I hope you had an enjoyable winter break and had a good time. Today's Lamdas Light Tuesday, we're actually going to discuss something that occurs in last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, as opposed to next week's Parsha. And this is when Yaakov passes away, so the brothers confront Yosef. And they say to Yosef that our father told us that they should be mad at us and don't punish us. And then Yosef says, why should I punish you? Why should I be mad? Atem chashavtem alai ra'a, Elokim chashava letova. You intended to do bad things to me. You, the brothers, wanted to kill me. You wanted to put me in the pit and to kill me, or I don't know what. And in the end, it turned out to be great, because not only that I'm alive, I'm also now the viceroy of the king of Egypt. I am the second in command. And now, thanks to that, I could provide food to the entire family. And says the Rav Chaim ben Atal in his commentary, Or Chaim HaKadosh, he says, I'll tell you what this resembles. It's like a person who wanted to poison his friend, and he gave him a cup, thinking that he's giving him a cup of poison. And then his friend takes the cup, his friend, his enemy, his foe, he takes the cup, drinks it, and says, oh, this is delicious. It turned out you didn't give him poison, but rather you gave him wine. And says Or Chaim HaKadosh, if a person gave his friend poison, thinking it's poison, and it turned out to be wine, and he enjoyed it very, very much, so in that case, he doesn't need to ask for kapara, he doesn't need to ask for his forgiveness, everything is good, he doesn't need to ask for any forgiveness whatsoever. That is the words of Or Chaim HaKadosh, and that's why, says Yosef, because of that, you guys don't owe me an apology, because you wanted to give me a cup of poison, but it turned out to be a great cup of wine, and now the prince of Egypt, and the most important guy here in Egypt, is great. Okay? That's the words of Or Chaim HaKadosh. However, he contradicts an explicit Gemara, because Rabbi Akiva says that a person that has a dish in front of him, and he is sure that he has lobster. He's sure that this is lobster in front of him. I don't know, or bacon. Then he takes a bite, he says, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I've had it. I'm taking bacon. He took a bite from the bacon, and what did it turn out to be? Vegetarian bacon, or fakin, or something like that. He thought he's doing an Aveira, but it turned out to actually to be okay. Says Rabbi Akiva, a person that wanted to have a piece of pork, a piece of treif, and it turned out to be something kosher, he has to ask forgiveness from Hashem. He has to, do some kind of form of tshuva in order to be once again good friends with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the question that everyone asks is, why is it that in the case of the pork, a person wants to have something not kosher, and he took a bite, and it turned out to be kosher, he has to have kapara, he has to ask forgiveness from Hashem, whereas in the case with two guys, when one wants to poison his friend, and his friend took a sip, and it turned out to be wine, he doesn't have to ask for mechila, he doesn't have to ask for forgiveness. Is the question clear?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Your answer is the answer which is attributed to the Arot Dvash. Amazing. Okay, so his answer is the first answer. And he says, I'll tell you what the chiluk is. In the case that you wanted to eat pork and it turned out to be kosher, that was an aveira you intended to do an aveira ben Adam Lamakom, between yourself and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, giving the wine is benodom l'chaveru. Why is that different?
Because one could be like an intention, and then one could be like a bad will.
Meaning, why should there be a difference?
Because one could be to hurt somebody, and one could be like to hurt another person, and one could be to hurt God.
Okay. So he says it a bit differently. He says, mitzvot ben adam lamakom, in the end of the day, it is a question, how do you view a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are you buddies with him? Do you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Or that you think, if you think badly of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that already shows that you have a bit of a problem. So if you wanted to do an Aveira, your intention to do an Aveira, that already turns you to a bad person, and because of that, you need to do tshuva. But not only Chaveiro, I don't care about your intentions. I care about the result. Did I, in the end of the day, harm this guy or not? I gave you, in the end of the day, a nice glass of wine, and you enjoyed a nice glass of wine. So the result was good. Since the result was good, in that case, it's fine. Meaning that the mitzvos bin adam l'makom, we take much more in consideration your intention. What did you think? If you thought badly of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wanted to do an aveira, oh my goodness, you had a bad intention. At this point, you need to do tshuva. However, bin adam l'chaveiro, so I could think very bad of you. And I could always smile at you, like biting my teeth and I want to hurt you. But if I'm going to give you every single day a cup of cocoa, so in that case, I'm actually a good guy. I'm actually very nice to you. And you actually might even like me because you're enjoying me so much. You're benefiting from me so much. So the intention is not so important in the case of bin adam l'chaveiro, but rather what's important bin adam l'chaveiro is the result. At the end of the day, you got a cup of wine, you enjoyed, it's good. So who cares about the intention? Okay? So that is answer number one. That the difference between a person who wanted to have some pork and ended up eating something kosher has to do tshuva is because it's bidonam lamakoyim, as opposed to a person who wanted to give poison to his friend and then he gave him something actually which is good, he actually gave him wine, so in that case he doesn't have to do tshuva because it's bidonam lachaveiro and the result is what counts, bidonam lachaveiro. Okay? That's answer number one. Any other answers? Maybe? Someone? So there's a very interesting answer given by the Beis Yitzchak. And he says there's actually a big difference between the two cases. In the case of a person who wanted to eat pork, and then he ate something which is kosher. Did he do something good? No. He didn't do something bad because he didn't have the pork, but did he do a mitzvah? Did he do something positive to Kadosh Baruch Hu? No. He took something in between, something parv, something neutral. He took something which is, okay, you ate kosher, fine, it's very nice. In the case of your friend, if you wanted to give him poison, then it turned out to be something simple, water, fine. So in that case, I wasn't harmed by you, but I also didn't benefit from you. But you gave me in the end wine, something good happened to me, it was actually very good what you did to me, in that case, of course, you don't need to do kapara. Meaning, it could very much be that both lamokum and chaveiro is the same thing. In the case of the food, you didn't do something bad, you didn't do something good. But in the case of giving poison to your friend, and he ended up drinking wine, so in that case, you actually did something good to him. That was also the case of Yosef. You wanted to kill him, you wanted to harm him, but in the end, what happened? He got something great. He became the prince of Egypt. He became the second in command. Because of that, he is saved, and the entire family is saved from the hunger. So in that case, it's not only that you didn't do something bad, but actually in the end, you did something good. In that case, you don't need to do any kapara. If you want to do something bad and it turned out to be something okay, so in that case you have to do kapara. But if you did in the end something good, so in that case there's no need for kapara. And one last answer is an answer given by the Pardes Yosef. Very interesting, a sefer Pardes Yosef, and he says the following. He says, in the case that you wanted to eat the pork and ended up eating something kosher, so you had intention to do something bad. But in the case of the brothers, that they wanted to kill Yosef, he says the part is Yosef, they really did not have any intention to do something bad. They were sure that they were right. Because the brothers, as well know, the sons of Yaakov, they are tzaddikim. And the commentators say that they had good reasons, at least in their point of view, why to sell Yosef, or to kill Yosef. They thought that Yosef was a rodef. He wanted to pursue them, to harm them. They thought that maybe Yosef is rebelling against the kingship of Yehuda, and in halacha, mored b'malachot, the person who rebels against the kingship, deserves to die. They had halachic reasons thinking that he really deserves to die. So they had in their mind, actually, not a bad intention. They thought they're doing the right thing. In the case, the person wanted to eat the pork, so he had in his mind bad intentions. He wanted to do something bad, to eat pork. He says, "Haha, Kosh Bohu, I'm going to eat non-kosher." But in the case of the brothers, they actually had in mind, they thought that they're actually doing something good. So in that case, since they had no kavan to do something bad, so because of that, they did not have to do any kapara, and that's why Yosef said to them, don't ask any forgiveness, because in the end of the day, it was good. So, we had the question, that on the one hand, in the case of Yosef, the brothers want to kill him, and it turned out to be good, he says, you don't even have to ask any forgiveness, all's good. But in the case of a person wanted to eat non-kosher, then he ended up eating kosher, so the Gemara says he has to have kapara. We said three answers. Answer number one, a chiluk between mitzvah ben adam lechaveiro, between man to his friend, as opposed to mitzvah ben adam makom, man to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answer number two, he said that in the case of Yosef, it's not only that they intended to do something bad, but the result in the end was also something good. So in that case, that's different. And also, the final answer is that the brothers did not have any bad intention, but rather, they wanted to do something good. They thought they were actually doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.